And I think too often we're taking the voice of God and we're putting it in appointment slots, but we're also making the voice of God out to only be instruction. But sometimes the voice of God's not just instruction, it's intimacy. What's going on, guys? Welcome back to Questions with Caden. I am your host, Caden Fabrizio, and ready for a great episode today. Honestly, we have a big question, an awesome question, one that you guys have asked and requested a lot, and I think it's going to be one that's going to give you a lot of clarity. Last week on the episode, we had Colby Snacky on. What an amazing guy. I really hope that episode blessed you. If it did, let me know. DM us at Questions with Caden. And just let us know how you're enjoying the podcast. I think this is the 9th episode. We're almost at 10 episodes, which is crazy to think about. Maybe we'll have to do like a 10th episode giveaway or something like that. That would be fun. Okay, I'm just like processing this as I'm thinking about it right now. We might have to do a 10th episode giveaway. That could be actually really like a really cool thing. Anyway, we got some new lighting in the back. Hope you like it. And which is really cool. We actually have a video available on Spotify now. So if you are a Spotify listener, you can go on Spotify, find Questions with Caden, and every single episode will have, I think every episode up until or after this point, will have a video as well. So you can watch us live here looking at my face on Spotify, not just YouTube, which is a really, really cool thing. Also, a few episodes ago, and I think maybe in the previous episode as well, I talked about how soon there was going to be an opportunity for you guys to start to partner with the podcast financially. And that opportunity is finally available. If you feel led to want to sow into this podcast, sow into what God is doing through this podcast, and give financially and help us grow, help us get new guests on, help us do merch, and a bunch of other things that would help this podcast be successful, you can go ahead and go to anchor.fm/questionswithcaden. There's a donate button. I think the options are like 99 cents a month, $5 a month, and $10 a month. Obviously, there's no pressure to give, no pressure to donate. This podcast is free, and it will always be free. But as of now, if you feel like you just want to give, you want to sow into what God is doing, the link will be in the description, in the bio. I'll also be posting a link on social media, on Instagram. And yeah, it's a really exciting way for us to continue to move what I believe God is doing in this podcast forward into bigger, into more, and into just being able to have some resource to do some amazing things. So I'm really excited for that. Also, the podcast officially now is available on Spotify, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, and Odyssey. I think in a few more. I think we're going to get a few more of those too soon getting here. So we're just getting this podcast out everywhere. Obviously, it will always be on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and YouTube, which, I mean, when I listen to podcasts, preferably I'm like a YouTube podcaster. So I watch them. I like to look at them unless I'm driving or something like that. So I'm just trying to give you guys all the options and all the ways to listen and get involved as well as partner with the podcast, which I'm really excited about. All right, let's get into today's episode. Episode 9. The question for today is, how can I hear God? And it's a big question. It's a question that you guys are asking a lot. It's a question that I think throughout most of my walk with Jesus early, I wondered the same thing. How can I hear from God? Is he speaking to me? Am I missing it? Am I unaware? Does he not speak anymore? And so today I think we're asking a big question. We're going to get some big answers. And hopefully these answers, as always, stop being roadblocks, but building blocks to your faith and to an intimate relationship with a God who does speak to you and is who is close to you and who wants you to hear what he has for your life and wants to encourage you and love on you and tell you what he thinks of you. And he does all of that by speaking to you. So foundational scripture for today and something that really is going to help us set the tone for today's podcast, as well as help us understand our relationship with Jesus and how he speaks to us. John 10, verse 25 through 27. If you have your Bibles, you can go ahead and flip to it. Jesus replied, "I have already told you, you don't believe me. The proof is the work I do in my Father's name. But you don't believe me because you are not my sheep. My sheep listen to my voice. I know them and they follow me. Jesus is talking to Pharisees and John, and they can't understand his parables or whatever. But he is saying, the ones that know me know my voice. And I think that's good encouragement for anyone who listens to this podcast that would call themselves a Jesus follower, that would say, listen, I've given my life to Jesus. I follow him. I'm just waiting to hear his voice. Those that know him know his voice. And his voice is voice of peace. It's voice of power. It's voice of vision. It's voice of future. It's voice of love. And you have access to listen, to hear his voice. And the Bible says it plainly. My sheep listen to my voice. I know them and they follow me. And he is the good shepherd. And I'm believing today by the end of this podcast, we're going to have some tools and some understanding that will allow us to have an awareness of the Holy Spirit that lets us hear his voice. So let's pray. Lord, thank you so much for questions with Caden. It's just, this podcast is just a blessing, Father, to do. And everyone who listens is just so incredible, Father. I just pray today that you would show up. I pray today that you would speak to listeners, God, that we would go from figuring out, God, how do I hear your voice, to knowing your voice. So Lord, we just pray fresh anointing for Holy Spirit, that you would have encounters with us as we listen, no matter where we are, and that you'd show up today. It's in your heavenly name we pray. Amen. As always, we're going to break this question down, and we're going to dive in, and we're going to go in. But I think one of the things that is really important for us to know before we jump any further into the podcast is it's important for us to know that as believers, we have the birthright of access to the voice of God. As believers, we have the ability to hear the voice of God. And it's really simple. Holy Spirit lives inside of us. When we give our lives to Jesus and we accept him as our Lord and our Savior, the Holy Spirit comes to dwell in us. We could become the new temple of God, and the Holy Spirit dwells in us. And his dwelling in us gives us power and access to also hearing his voice. Having what we call the mind of Christ, which is a renewed mind that lets you think as Jesus does, is given to you by the Holy Spirit. And once you live in that renewed mind, you live in the mind of Christ, you have access to hear God, to actually think thoughts that he thinks. John 10 says, my sheep know my voice. And the crazy thing about sheep and shepherds, you know, God is Jesus, is the good shepherd. And it says in the Bible that, just what we read, it says that the sheep know the shepherd's voice. See, when people are shepherding sheep, the sheep only know their voice because of the proximity and the frequency in which they spend time with the shepherd. There's nobody else in the world that sheep spend more time with than the shepherd. That's why they know his voice. See, for us to know his voice, we have to align ourselves and we have to have a better proximity to the presence of God. Meaning we need to be closer, more aware, spend more time in the presence of God. We need to know his voice by knowing who he is and knowing where to find him. He's with you always, but are you aware of the fact that he's with you always? He's with you all the time. Are you aware of the times in which he's trying to interact with you? It's a game changer. See, a lot of this Christian life is going to be dependent on whether or not you carry an awareness that lets you see and hear what God is doing and what he's speaking. Because someone can be talking to you, but you could be not paying attention. I want to go to another verse in the Bible that I think is an awesome, it's more of a passage actually. I think it's an awesome description of how God speaks and sometimes how we need to be aware of him speaking to us and learn how to sense those moments and hear those moments when he's trying to speak to us or when he's showing us something. Because often it's easy for us to just move on, to miss him, to not really be paying attention, because the voice of God is still and small, not because he's a still and small God, but because he moves in peace, grace, tranquility, and love. And no voice that's peaceful and loving is bashful and aggressive. He waits for you to listen. Because that also helps translate to true intimacy. There's not a true intimacy in any relationship if someone has to fight to get words in. If you're having a conversation with a friend and you just can never get a word in because they never care, they don't ask any questions, or they don't ever listen to you, you would think that you don't have as intimate of a relationship. So out of God's desire to have intimacy with you, he's okay waiting on you to be ready to hear him. and to listen. 1 Samuel 3 is a story about Samuel in the Old Testament. Samuel is born. His mom later gives him to Eli in the temple to be raised. And we catch up with him as Samuel's having his first interaction trying to hear the voice of God. Verse 1, it says, "Meanwhile, the boy Samuel served the Lord by assisting Eli. Now in those days, messages from the Lord were very rare and visions were quite uncommon," which, just pause real quick, is not the case for us any longer because of the Holy Spirit dwelling inside of us, giving us supernatural access to things like visions and hearing his voice. Verse 2, it says, "One night Eli, who was almost blind by now, had gone to bed. The lamp of God had not yet gone out." That was a thing that they kept burning, a traditional thing, one of the many rules and customs they had to do in order to keep relation with God back in the Old Testament before Jesus went to the cross. "The lamp of God had not yet gone out, and Samuel was sleeping in the tabernacle near the ark of God. Suddenly, the Lord called out, 'Samuel.' 'Yes,' Samuel replied. 'What is it?' He got up and ran to Eli. 'Here I am. Did you call me?' 'I didn't call you,' Eli replied. 'Go back to bed.' So Samuel did." Verse 6, "Then the Lord called out again, 'Samuel.' Again, Samuel got up and went to Eli. 'Here I am. Did you call me?' 'I didn't call you, my son,' Eli said. 'Go back to bed.'" Samuel did not yet know the Lord because he had never had a message from the Lord before. I think we should read that again. Samuel did not yet know the Lord, or we should say maybe know the voice of the Lord, because he had never had a message from the Lord before. "So the Lord called a third time, and once more Samuel got up and went to Eli. 'Here I am. Did you call me?' Then Eli realized it was the Lord who was calling the boy. So he said to Samuel, 'Go and lie down again. And if someone calls you again, say, "Speak, Lord. Your servant is listening."' So Samuel went back to bed. And the Lord came and called as before, 'Samuel, Samuel.' And Samuel replied, 'Speak, your servant is listening.' Then the Lord said to Samuel, 'I'm about to do a shocking thing in Israel. I'm going to carry out all my threats against Eli and his family from beginning to end.'" Now, you need to know Eli's sons were doing suspect stuff. They were blaspheming God. They were taking advantage of people. They were sinning, and they were doing it in the worst way. "I've warned him that judgment is coming upon his family forever because his sons are blaspheming God. They were taking advantage of women, of food, of sacrifices, and he hasn't disciplined them. So I have vowed that the sins of Eli and his sons will never be forgiven by sacrifice or offerings." Now, that's even a little picture of Jesus right there. And obviously this interaction with God and Samuel is different because of the old covenant, and Jesus hadn't yet gone to the cross yet, and his blood hadn't covered sin. So obviously the relation that God had with sin was different. That's a totally different topic. But what I want to focus on right now is how Eli instructed Samuel to hear the voice of God. And I'm no Eli, but maybe today I can help instruct you on how to hear the voice of God. I think it's often for us when we spend time with Jesus, when we call it our quiet time, or we call it our study, or we call it just spending time with Jesus, whatever you call it, oftentimes that looks a lot like, at least in the Western culture, it looks a lot like opening your Bible. Maybe you're going through the book of John, or a devotional that you have that's leading you through some sort of topic or book of the Bible, giving you insight, helping you to understand revelations, understand concepts, just get a better grasp of God's love for you. And oftentimes it looks like reading scripture, engaging, and then maybe praying. And oftentimes our prayer life seems to be centered around asking God for things and asking God to do things, and then we kind of wrap it up. So it looks something like this. Oh, I'm going to read the first chapter of John, and then I'm going to spend a few minutes journaling. Maybe I thank God a few times for the day or what is going on. I'm going to pray for, don't want to be single anymore, so I'm going to pray for that. And then I'm going to ask God for the promotion, and then I'm going to ask God for a good day and my anxiety to go away and the stress to go away. And I'm going to ask God that me and my husband can figure out why we've been arguing. I'm going to ask God. And then I'm going to say, thank you, amen, and I'm going to close my Bible, get up, grab my coffee, and go to work. And that sort of devotion with God is not a bad thing. I think anytime you spend giving to God is always going to be a good thing. However, in those moments, we're not really giving space for God to speak. So when we're asking a question, how can I hear God's voice? I'd say, number one, let's give space for God to speak. In the story, Samuel is in a space where he is asleep. It's quiet. He is alone. And God is speaking to him. So I think maybe let's restructure the way that we spend quiet time, the way that we spend time with Jesus. Let's get in the Word. Let's get in the Scriptures. Let's allow Holy Spirit to teach us what He wants to teach us, to reveal what He wants in Scripture. Then let's pray. Let's thank God. Let's worship. Let's just give devotion. Let's just say, God, you're beautiful. I love you. Thank you for today. You're just good, and you're faithful, and I love you. And then maybe let's pray for the things that are on our hearts. Let's pray for the dreams that He's given us. And then let's sit in silence and listen to the voice of God and wait on Him to speak. And some days you're going to sit in silence and you're going to hear nothing. But other days you're going to sit in silence and you're going to begin to hear the voice of God. You're going to begin to think thoughts. You're going to begin to hear, oh, I just love you so much, Caden. You are just so purposed. I love you. I'm proud of you. You're the way I've made you. You're incredible. I have so much for your life. And sometimes you may hear, Caden, we're going to work on this in your life because there's more for you. We're going to weed this out because there's more for you. Maybe you hear, slow down. Maybe you're just going to begin to hear things that come to your mind that you don't necessarily would say to yourself. I remember one time I had just gotten done with my quiet time, and I went to go get in the shower. And I got in the shower, and I was still kind of praying in the shower, just kind of like speaking with God and talking. And that's another tip I would give you. Let's stop making prayer so weird. Let's make it, it's conversational. You're talking to God, who is your heavenly Father, who is your friend, who cares about all that you're going through, that already knows what you're going through. So everything you're going to tell Him is not surprising to Him, but you're just giving room for intimacy when you do speak to Him and tell Him all those things. So let's talk to God like we talk to a friend who we love and we know who loves us. Anyway, so I'm in the shower and I'm just kind of like thinking, and just, I think I was washing my hair, and I just hear God say, you need to write a book. And that's not a thought that would ever come from me. I've never been a writer. Up until that point, I actually really struggled to write. My teachers in the teacher conferences always pulled my parents aside and said, yo, Caden's writing is terrible. I would think I was in college at that time, and I was still struggling through having to write so much. And God says, you're going to be a writer, and you're going to write. And then begins to give me ideas of a book to write. And over the last 3 years, I've began to write this book, and it's almost done now. And I've seen, out of hearing God's voice and following His direction, what fruit comes out of that. But the only reason I heard Him is because I had given space previously to get into the shower. I had given Him space to allow Himself to speak. And so a lot of times, just like Samuel, we need to allow ourselves some time and space for God to speak. I think the second thing that you can glean from this story of Samuel hearing God is you can see him running to Eli. In other words, he's running to somebody that he knows has heard the voice of God. Now, at this point, Samuel has no idea God's speaking to him, but he's still going to who he thinks would be calling out on him, who he thinks would be speaking into his life. I think there needs to be some people in your life that you can go to when you need to hear the voice of God and you're struggling to hear it, and you can run to them and say, I need prayer, I need direction, I need some vision, I need you to speak into my life, I need some wisdom, because I need to figure out what God's trying to say to me, because for some reason I'm not hearing Him. And I love what Eli did for Samuel, because every single time he sent him back to where he was. He sent him back to the presence of God. And at the end, he realizes God is speaking to Samuel. And he goes, Samuel, next time God is speaking to you, just say, Lord, I'm here. And I think that would lead me into maybe my third tip on how to hear the voice of God, is simply by saying, Lord, I am here. The Lord, I am here is not just a moment where Samuel was like, Lord, I'm here, let me listen. But it became a moment where Samuel became aware of the voice of God, or the aware of the presence of God, aware of an opportunity for God to speak to him, was that moment. It's actually a really powerful moment, because like I always say, the awareness for a believer is going to lead us into the presence where we can hear the voice of God. And I think that it's important that you don't just box in hearing the voice of God to a very small moment to your 30, 40-minute quiet time in the morning. Because some of the times I've actually heard God the clearest and I've heard God speaking to my life the most was not when I was on my knees in prayer, but when I was living my life in communion with Him, meaning I was living my life and just praying throughout my day, living my life and just going, it's every once in a while being like, God, you're good. God, I love you. Or just driving past someone in a car accident and being like, Lord, I just pray protection over them, healing. Just going through something and being like, Lord, I'm anxious. Could you give me this? Or just talking with Him throughout the day, living in constant communion with Him, keeps you in an awareness of Him, keeps you in awareness of His presence around you at all times, and gives you the ability to hear His voice throughout the rest of your day so that it's not so I can only hear you in this part, in this little portion of time. Because the reality is, and this happened with me yesterday, I didn't get time to spend in the presence of God, like spend time with Him. Like my quiet time got cut out because I didn't have time, and that was because I went golfing. But I woke up really early and I was tired, so we left early. Once I got back, I drove straight to an appointment I had. After that appointment, I met up with a friend. You know, it's like I just did all this stuff and I got home. It was like 12:30 at night and I just went straight to bed. I didn't have a moment to spend time with Jesus in that moment. But throughout the day yesterday, I was really aware of the presence of God, and I was trying to keep myself really accountable and be really intentional with continually speaking to Him throughout the day. So I was I didn't actually go golfing. I went and got wedge fit for my birthday. If you don't golf, you don't know what that means. I got a couple new clubs, and I got fit for them so that they would fit me. And I was using them. I was like chipping around a green at this golf shop, and I was just kind of like talking to God, like just talking with Him. Nothing crazy. There's a bunch of people around me, and I'm not like speaking in tongues in this golf shop. I'm just talking with God. And then I went to an appointment after that. While I was at the appointment, I was talking with God. And I was just, honestly, at that appointment, I was just in the mindset of like, I just want to thank God for His goodness. I just want to experience the joy of the Lord through my salvation and knowing He's with me right now. And so I just sat there at the appointment just like, God, you're good. I'm just thankful for you. I'm just thankful for your kindness and your goodness. And thank you for your joy that's not dependent on season, but it's dependent on my salvation, which you've given me for free, God. And it's just life with you is so good. And I just kept just speaking with Him and thanking Him and talking with Him. And my appointment was actually a tattoo. And moments I was in a lot of pain. And so I would pray like, Lord, I just give this pain to you, which is like a weird thing to do when I'm like giving myself pain on purpose because I'm getting a tattoo. But I think God wants to be in those moments. And I think you really begin to hear the voice of God and learn how to hear the voice of God when you just take Him with you in every moment. When you just begin to like take off the like boundaries of religion and just the boxes that we put God in, and then the moments that we say are the moments where we must meet God, and we think it's Sunday mornings and Wednesday nights, and we think it's 15 to 45 minutes every morning or night whenever you do your devotional or your quiet time. And those are the times we think we hear God, but God is not just a 15, 20 minute time stamp or a place that you, it's not an appointment that you put in your calendar where you just schedule the voice of God, but He is a consistent in your life. He lives inside of you. He breathes. The air that you breathe is given by Him. The thoughts that you think can be the thoughts of His. The purity in which you walk in can be His. The love in which you experience can only come from Him. The joy you have comes from Him. And when you walk in that presence all day long, you can experience His voice. Because you can walk past somebody and you can look at that person and you can hear what God thinks about them. You can hear, man, that person is so loved by Jesus. Walk into a coffee shop and you can choose to be kind to the barista. Because when you look at the barista, you just see someone that God died for, that Jesus adores. And you hear the voice of God in that moment, whether it's impressed on your heart and your thing, or you hear a God thought in your mind, you hear this person has purpose. And I think too often we're taking the voice of God and we're putting it in appointment slots, but we're also making the voice of God out to only be instruction. Like, I want to hear the voice of God because I want to know if I'm supposed to be at this job. But sometimes the voice of God's not just instruction, it's intimacy. And intimacy looks like, hey, I love you. Intimacy looks like, hey, you see that person? They're awesome. And intimacy looks like walking with God all day long and hearing Him cry out to you, Caden, whatever your name is, you're listening. Mario, I don't know if there's a Mario listening, but I just felt like maybe there is. And God's speaking to you daily, consistently, not just giving you instruction, but providing space for intimacy. Because I think we have created potentially culture, Christian culture in the Western world has created structure around relationship with Jesus, which is great. I think tools are awesome as long as the tools don't start to control you, but you continue to use and control the tools. And that's why we've structured, and you hear a lot of teachers teach like, hey, just get in the Bible 15 minutes a day in the morning. We're going to go to church on Sundays, and we're going to go on Wednesday nights, and we're going to go to young adults group, and we're going to get in Bible studies. And I think all of those are great, but it's very easy for you to fall into religion if you fall into those things. And what I mean by religion is just checking boxes. And that leaves you in frustration of being like, I've checked all the boxes, but why can't I hear the voice of God? I'm doing all the things, but I'm not hearing what God wants me to do. I'm doing all the stuff, but God never speaks to me. And I would argue with you, it's because the plight of a Christian, the goal of a Christian, the path of a Christian is not checking boxes, but it's spending time in intimacy with God. If you look back at creation, Adam and Eve were created for intimacy with God. Nothing more. Like, God didn't create Adam and Eve to serve him. He's got angels serving and worshiping him in heaven daily, 24/7, all the time. He didn't need anyone to serve him. He wanted someone to commune with, to love. And your purpose is intimacy. So I'm hoping right now that we're restructuring your thoughts around how to hear God, because the thoughts of how to hear God should not be like, okay, Lord, which stock should I invest in? Okay, Lord, is Dogecoin like the right option here? Which Bitcoin should I be going after? Lord, the Tesla Model 3. Whew, I'll take one. I'm not hearing your voice. Should I put the down payment on it? And sometimes the voice of God is instructions, but a lot of the other times it's intimacy. God uses his voice to create and to mold. Just like he did when he created the earth, he used his voice to create the earth. He said, let there be light. And then he began to use his voice to speak out creation into the world, to speak out animals, creation. And then he used his hands to mold you. And so we have to be aware that the voice of God is not always just for instruction, but it's for opportunity for us to get to know him deeper. And I think really right now what I'm going to end this podcast, because I'm just at this point, I'm like totally off my notes and I'm just going off thoughts. And I'm just thinking out loud here with you guys, just kind of walking through my thoughts on how I process and hear God's voice and speak. And I really would say there's no formula. Like, there's a lot of formulas for things that we can do, but there's no formula for hearing the voice of God. I think it's just awareness and openness. And then just saying like, Lord, I'm here and I'm aware, and renew my mind and begin to speak to me. And then letting yourself not be so rigid to be like, okay, maybe that was me. Like, maybe that was what maybe I just said that to myself. And I think this is the last tip I'll give you. And I think we're going to have to do a part two, because I have a lot of thoughts on this, I guess. I really didn't think I did. When you're hearing the voice of God, it's easy to say to yourself, Lord, that's me. Like, when Samuel heard the voice of God, he thought it was Eli. It's easy to think it's someone else or it's you speaking to yourself. So what you have to do is you have to take what he's speaking to and you have to match it to scripture. You have to go, okay, is this making sense? Is this out of the character of Jesus? Would he say this to me? Would he speak this to me? And I think what's really easy to kind of use to check his voice is the fruits of the Spirit. Because the fruits of the Spirit are the character of Jesus, and they're what they produce out of you, but they produce that out of you because that's who he is in you. So if God's speaking to you, it's going to come from a place of love, peace, patience, kindness, joyfulness, gentleness, self-control. Those are the things that are going to be spoken to you, and that's what the vein of everything he says is going to be out of you. Now, if he's speaking things to you that are giving you anxiety, that are making you uncertain, that are unclear, that are making you confused, that's not God. It could be you, or you could be listening to outside voices. Maybe the enemy is chirping at you. And so I think it's really important that you know the voice of God. You know how to access the voice of God. You know how to be in communion with the voice of God all day, but you also know how to check the voice of God. Because sometimes there's just a lot of voices in our head. We're just talking to ourselves, we think, but really it's Jesus. And so you can always, always second check, or I guess reference, the Word of God with the Word of God, the Bible. Those are all my thoughts for today. And I think right now I would just encourage you, maybe the step that you should take in answering the question, how can I hear the voice of God? How can I hear God? Is just staying in constant communication with God, and then giving space to listen to God, and then being aware of his presence around you all day long. And I think those three things are really going to give you access into the voice of God. The access that you have as an heir to the kingdom of heaven is the voice of God. It's a right of yours that he has given us out of his authority and by having Holy Spirit dwell in us. Let me pray for you real quick. Holy Spirit, just thank you so much for this podcast. Lord, I just pray that everything that I said today was clear. I pray it gave opportunity and new insight into your voice, God. Your voice is so good. Your voice creates. Your voice moves. Your voice heals. Your voice gives peace, God. Your voice is love. And I pray that right now, under the sound of my voice, everyone who is listening or watching would experience all of those things, would experience joy in your voice, experience love from your voice, God. We begin to hear your voice. We begin to sense your presence all day long, God. Would feel your impression on their heart and hear the God thoughts that you give us. I love you so much, Jesus. It's in your heavenly name we pray. Amen. Guys, thank you so much for listening to this episode. I hope you were encouraged. I hope I gave you a lot of thoughts. I'm going to be honest. I kind of just winged this one. I had some scripture. I had some thoughts. And then I just was like, you know, Holy Spirit, you go ahead and speak. And you just kind of bring things to my mind. And you just kind of like run this conversation. And we'll just see where this goes. And I really feel like God did speak today and gave opportunity and some thoughts and some perspective and some tools and some things to think about to hear the voice of God. If this podcast episode encouraged you, be sure to like it, subscribe to all the things, share. If you would like to donate to the podcast, you can go to anchor.fm/questionswithcaden and hit the donate. Imagine there's donut buttons. Hit the donate button on our page and you can select an option. Like I said, no pressure to do that. It's just an opportunity. Podcast is free, will always be free. I love you guys so much. I'm excited for next week's episode, episode 10. Okay, I'm going to do a 10th episode giveaway. We're going to do it. Yeah, we're going to do it. I'm going to think about it, and then in the 10th episode, I will release what the giveaway is and the ways to enter the giveaway. I love you guys so much. Go live a life of fullness, experiencing and hearing the voice of God and being aware of his presence in your life. He loves you so much, and he is speaking to you. Love you guys. Have a great rest of your day.
There's no better way to start your day than spending time in God's Word and in prayer. Don't know where to start? We have a free daily prayer podcast created to help you do just that. The Your Daily Prayer podcast delivers a thoughtful, devotional, and timely prayer to you 7 days a week. Gain inspiration, faith, and encouragement with daily messages in 10 minutes or less. To start listening now, search Your Daily Prayer on your favorite podcast app or visit lifeaudio.com.